هم فرحية مبيز again. Boy, you off again. There goes the kli. You have a knot in the kli. For kli tzafaga b'mayim, and the kli is floating on top of the water. Is both the egos aslinim. The question is, when you take the knot out of the kli, so and you walk with it now, dal dama kashus rabin is a called an akira from a mokum. You walk dal dama, then you put it down. You can be chayvena. Is eg both are egos aslinim. The knot is resting inside the kli. So when you pick up the knot now, it's called, you made an akira. I don't know about the kli has been, and now you go after the kli, and the kli is not resting, denying, because the kli itself is floating on top of the water. So tomorrow by a take. As we spoke out yesterday, the shalom is how it was in the Mishkan, how exactly left something in its place to rest. There had to be a derech to leave it there to rest there. The question is this called a derech to let something rest in a kli, that the kli is floating on the water. Is this a derech or not? Right. Shemen shetafaga b'yayin. Let's say you have oil floating on top of wine. If you have a vat full of wine, and on top of that you have some shemen. So now you take out the shemen, let's say it's in Rishus HaYochid, you ache the shemen, and you walk outside Rishus HaRabin. The question is the shemen now that's floating on top of wine, is that called the shemen is a mokum munach? That by picking it up, you're making an akira, or else no. Shemen is floating on top of wine. It's considered wine is one thing. Now, on top of the wine, you have some oil. Now, if oil is floating on top of yayin, it's not called a makamunach. It's not resting. It's floating around. So when you pick it up, it's not called your akirit from a makam that was munach. The question is, oil on top of yayin is called like one thing. Like we had before, water on top of water is considered one body. So when you pick it up, the whole thing is munach. Or else, no, shemen is called one body, and yain is another body. So the shemen on top of yain is not munach. So the merits of machlokes Reb Yochanan and Benu of Rabbon. The tanan is alochem. Shemen shataf agab yain. We have oil that's floating on top of yain. The nogat full yain b'shemen. A full yain is somebody that's tummy. He went to the mikvah, and he's still tummy till her shemesh, till at night time. This alochem, when he touches truma, he makes the truma puzzle. That means what he touches in itself is puzzle. But it can't be matam or another thing. Lafuke, if it be a rishon or a sheni, when they touch something, the sheni makes a shlishi. A puzzle is the pshat, just in itself is makabel tumam, but it can't be matam or something else. So here the tful yoyim touched the top shemen, and it did not touch the yayin. So the question is the shemen and yayin considered like one body? That when the tful yoyim touched the shemen, it is if it was matam of the yayin also, or do we consider them like two different bodies? So the tful yoyim touched the shemen is tameh. The yain is tar though. So some achlekes. Tful yoyim is shemen. Loi tosel el shemen bovad. That's out of Tanakama. Only the shemen is tosel. You see, it's considered like two different bodies, and the shemen is by itself that's tosel, and not the yain. Reb Yechanan ben Nuri yoyimer shneiyim mechuborim zelazeh. No, it's considered like one body. So when shemen on top of the yain is considered like one body, so when the tful yoyim touch the shemen, automatically the yain also becomes tummy. According to Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, that's considered like one body. That's the story we had before. Water, agave, water is considered one body, and it's called munach. So when you take the top water out, your chayim is called the menakira from its mukha munach. According to Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri also, shemen is considered one body with the wine. So when you pick up the shemen, you're like made an akira from its mukha munach. According to Tanakama, that shemen is one body and yain is another body. So the shemen on top that's floating around the water, around the yain, is not called munach. It's called like the egos before, the nut floating on top of the water, that the nut is not munach. Here also, the shemen is not munach. Therefore, you'll be potter. So it's totally in this machlokes. Rashi machlokes, if you're looking at non shemen, shel truma. Shetzafa gabi yain shel truma. Tful yain is alocha poiseles at truma min haTorah. When he touches truma, he passes the truma midiraisa. The Yevamos Perek Oral. Loi tosa l'shemen bavad. The Tanakhama says only the shemen that he actually touched is mekabel truma. Lefi she'ein a chibur zelazeh. It's not considered one body. It's not a chibur. The shemen tosalu. The shemen is tosal. V'loi tamei. But it's not metame to metame something else. Hukach loi tosa le liyayin. It's not metame the yayin. Olinian Shabbos, the same alokanami, have a kedover achar. It's like considered like two different bodies. Hatzaf al hamayim. is the shemen now is floating on top of the water, on top of the yayin. The lav hainu anachosa. If shemen is considered a special body by itself, so the mokum munach of shemen is not considered on top of yayin. Therefore, if you pick it up on Shabbos, it's not called an akira. You'd be potter, even though you walk outside with Abu Shisarabim and put it down, but you didn't make an akira to mechayev yourself. Omer Rav Avin, Omer Rav Iloi, Omer Rav Yechnin. For you toyin oichlin umashkin. You happen to have oichlin, food or mashkin on top of you. Trash you toyin oichlin umashkin means mashmash loitonu lekach. You did not pick it up in your house. I'm not to walk outside with it. Elo for you toyin b'shut sayochid. For they lalichom is obvious as obvious. You wanted to carry a sack of apples from one corner of the house to the other corner of the house, which is mutter. So you picked up the sack of apples, put it on your back. You didn't do any yisra yet, and you started to walk the other side of the house. Yeah. Umishaoka ragav yes, you started to walk. Nimlach, now you changed your mind. V'yotza, you walked outside to Rishus Rabin. V'nichnas kol yom kulay. You come back in. You go back out. You come back in. Is dalochas of gemara. V'nichnas v'yotza kol yom kulay. Is ain't mechayiv. You're not chayiv because you never made the akira almanach to walk outside with it. When you first pick up the sack of apples, you put it on your back, I'm allowed to walk in the house, which is not called an akira. In the house, you're allowed to walk. Now, while it's on you, you decide to walk outside. So you never made an akira from Rishus HaYachid. So you walk outside, walk inside, outside, inside, you're not chayib midiraisa. Ein chayib ad sheyamad. Until you have to stand still. If you stand still, that's called hanachas gufo yit kanachas chayfiz bami. When you're standing still, now since your body is on the ground, it's considered like the sack of apples also munach on the ground. And now when you walk out with das, when you pick yourself up to walk outside with das, to go outside, that's called an akira, and then you'll be chayiv if you put it outside with shisarabim. Trashi ein chayiv at shiyamim. V'yacha kach yakar atzma. After you rest, you stand still, then you start to move. Lord says, I'm not to walk outside. The amidas gufoy, the fact your goof stood still, v'adai kamidas chayfetz dom, it's considered as if the chayfetz also rested. Hilkach. Now when you start to move, the okar almanas lotzeis, and you have das now to walk outside with it, is mechayiv. This is called a good akira to mechayiv yourself. Avo b'lo yamid, but without standing still, like akira, there's no akira. Elo akira rishayna, only the first time you put the sack of apples on your back. The hilo hoysa almanas lotzeis, then you didn't put it almanas to walk outside, you put that almanas to walk from one corner to the other corner, and that's mutter. Aye, what's the difference, what the kavona was? Rashi was warning him, see if you made an akira though. What do I care when you picked up the sack of apples? You had that to put on your back only to walk back and forth in your room. Or else if you had that to walk outside, minas gemino. But in both cases, the Messiah should pick it up and walk outside. So it's Rashi, by Torah, Lechaiva, Lemelechas Machshevis. By Shabbos, the Lamates Melechas have to be a chosh of a melecha. That means you have to have Machshevis, you have to know you're doing the melecha. The Garina Minishkan, She Yiskazi Lassas Hamelecha. You have to know exactly kavona what melacha you're doing. When they did the Mishkan Hotzor, they knew they had das now to pick up this chayfetz to bring it to the Mishkan. They had das to pick it up on the last lotzeis. Or any melacha they did, they had kavona. Avol lo yoda shu Shabbos. Aye, where's the case of a shogig? Just you forgot today was Shabbos. Or if you saw a shemelacha zumuteres. The other case of shogig is even though you know today is Shabbos, but you think this is not one of the lametes melachas. That's called a shogig. So you know exactly what you're doing, just you don't think this is awesome. Mashenkin here, when you first picked up this sack of apples, since then your das was just to walk back and forth in your house. Now walking back and forth in your house is not called a malacha. So when you made this akira, you had no das to make an akira of a malacha. So later when you changed your mind and walked outside, it's not considered you did an akira of a malacha. That's why you put it.
Where did you stand? What did you
mean? In the house. Before you walked outside, you stood in your house. So standing still in your house, blind as if the chayfet is munach on the ground. Now, when you start to walk, I'm not to walk outside, you're walking, it's like you're making a new akira. That's called akira, and that's why you chayf. Omer Abaye, Zot Abaye, what's called an amida? What's called you standing still? Hushomad lofush. You have to stand still to rest. Well, since there are two types of standing still. The Rashi, Hushomad lofush, lonuach, to rest. Hahi, heve amida, that's called an amira. May love Yakira, the master of Yakira. When you start to walk a second time, that's called the main Akira. Let's say you stop just to put the sack better on your back, like it was falling off you. So you stop for a second just to put it back better on you. The weight, al kseif on your back, lav amida, that's not called an amida. Because that's the derech, the way people walk. People walk and they have to fix themselves. They stop for a second to fix themselves, that's not called an amida. Amida means you have to stop for rest, to rest. So the raya, what's the raya? Midiyom ma, we learned before, teich dal damas. If somebody walks dal damas with shus rabin, that means you pick up the chayfet in the shus rabin, and you walk dal damas, then you put it down, you chay midiraisa. That's the malacha of havoras dal damas with shus rabin. Now, what's going to be? Teich dal damas, the middle of dal damas, omad lofus. You stop to rest. Proper. Even though then, you know, if you walk 2 amas, you stop to rest, then you walk another 2 amas, you put them in the raisa. Why? Because you did not make an akira and walk dal damas. Since you rested in between, you mavati your first akira, and now when you start moving, you make a second akira, but each one was only 2 amas, you put it. Mashenke lekate, luitsa in between, you walk in the dal damas. You stop just to fix the masa on your back, then it's chayim. So you see, if you stop just to fix the masa, that's considered a derech of walking, and it's not considered an amida to break the first akira. So it's considered one straight tabor of dal damas, therefore you chayim. Now, chutz to dal damas, after we walk dal damas, omad lo fush, if he stopped there to rest, it's chayim. Because that's called, you made an avor already dal damas, you walk dal damas, and now you stop to rest, you chayim. That's called hanocha. Lekate, let's say after you walk dal damas, you stop, but only to fix the pack on your back, is like the potter. Why? Because you didn't make hanocha yet. So it means your potter calls him on, you don't make hanocha. It could be you walk right into Rosh Hashanah and put it down there. If you never made a hanocha in Rosh Hashanah, you'd be potter. So Gemara Maika Mashmon, what's the Chiddush? Shlehoi Sa'akiro Mishor Rishon Lakach. And what's the Bechal, the Chiddush of the first Gemara of Omer Abeloi Omer Abyechanin? That how you toy an Eichon Omashkin. In the case where you had, you picked up the sack of apples, Almanas to walk back and forth in your house like your potter. What's the Chiddush? Shlehoi Sa'akiro Mishor Rishon Lakach. Now, when you first picked up the sack of apples, you did not have das to walk outside with it, but at that time you thought you're only going to walk back and forth in your house. From the Gemara, Amr Rav Yechonah Chodesh Zimner, Rav Yechonah said this Chiddush already once. The Amr Rav Saf, Amr Rav Ami, Amr Rav Yechonah. Hamadir Chaitse Mizoblus Mizoblus. That's the case. Somebody's carrying a books in his house, and he's carrying it, or a chair is carrying, from one corner of the house to the other corner of the house. That's Mutagoma. You picked it up in your house, I'm not to walk from one corner to the other corner, it's mutter. Now the nimlach, now while you walk and you change your mind, nimlach aleim b'yitzion, now you walk outside and put up your shus rabim, is aloha potter. So said it is aloha potter. Why? So hoysa kiri mishor v'shen lakach. Because beginning, when you picked up the chair, you did not have lechus machshavis. You did not have a machshava then to pick it up, I'm not to walk outside to make an akira. You had machshava just to walk back and forth in your house. That's not called an akira at all. That's mutter. So you see, since you didn't have machshava at the beginning, it's mutter. So what have you have to say it 2 times for? Since my portion, I'm a roi ninu. If 2 amaroyim saying over the shame of Yechidin, marom aloh b'hai lishna, 1 amaroy said he heard from Yechidin this way, or marom aloh b'hai lishna, 1 said heard from Yechidin this lashon. Benachlam, if Yechidin said it once, so the 2 amaroyim said it over 2 different ways. So that's not the same exact same chiddush. That the only chayiv, you have to make the akirim, you have to pick up the chayiv with das, almanas, to take it outside. But if you pick it up to do a davar hefty with it, then later while you're walking you change your mind, you put it. By the Tana Rabbonin, ha-moitse me-chanus. Chanus is a store, that's a reshus ha-yochid. You picked up some food, you picked up a loaf of bread in the store on Shabbos, la-paltia. You walked outside, la-paltia, that's a reshus ha-rabim. That's a makom where a lot of people are there. Derech satya. But you walk through, Satyav means like the platforms in front of the sewer, which is the Carmelis. There's a bakery shop, and in front of the bakery shop was like platforms, which happened in Carmelis, and in front of that is the Rishus HaRabim. So the kids say, you made an akir in Rishus HaYochid, you went through the Carmelis and put it down Rishus HaRabim. Are you chayiv or not? That's the Shaila. So Rashi, Chanos is Rishus HaYochid. Paltiyo Rechobov Rishus HaRabim. That's a wide place, which is Rishus HaRabim. Derech Safiyev, Mokim Itzaboyis, platforms, Sheyosh from Seichem, that's where the business people used to sit. Vishom Shem Karmelis, Aleh. It has a Shem Karmelis to it. The Lavli Luchum Kishus Rabin. Even though it has no Mechit, it's a wide place, but it's not a Mokim for people to walk. You don't walk on top of platforms. Therefore, it's Sidur Karmelis. So that's the Gemara Shaila, Yechayiv Anan. Kusun Sidalach Avad, Yuachayiv. Since you made the Akirin Rishus HaYochid, and you walked outside and put it down Rishus HaRabin, that's called you made Hoytzor. What's the most suitable mashal of this? So the Gemara is chayiv. The Tanakhama says you chayiv, that's good. Trashi chayiv. Since you did not stand still in the Karmelis, lof was to rest. Is ain't kind of noch, hello, papia. You have no anocher in the Karmelis, you only have anocher in the Rishus Rabin, so shit, you chayiv. You carried from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabin, you chayiv. But Benazai says the Kiddush, no, poite. Benazai holds your pot. So tomorrow. Fish, then Benazai, you understand Benazai, good, kisavra, and usvaram, mahala, koinadami, panayasvara. He holds, when you're walking, it's considered like you're aimed, like you're standing still. So Mela, since you walk through Carmelis, it's as if you stopped and rested in the Carmelis, and then you picked yourself up again and went from a Carmelis to Rishus Rabin. So you're potter. You only chayim midrash if you carry direct from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabin. But when you walk through a Carmelis, but now the story is Mahalach walking Adin as if you're Oibid. That's another tremendous Kiddush. So Tais brings down that Yishalmi Yestakash, according to Benazai, Yishalmi Porach, Al Baita de Benazai, no de Mishayiv, Al Daladamas, Bishus Rabin. How could you ever be Chayiv for walking Daladamas, Bishus Rabin? Luyelam, the Yasa Kimishunchu, Al Kolam of the Yama. According to Benazai, whenever you're walking, there's always considered like you made Anokha, you stop. So every time you take one step, is this you stop? And you pick yourself up, you made a new Akira, a new Anokha, a new Akira, a new Anokha. You never have a case of walking Daladamas, Bishus Rabin. According to Benazai Svara. Let's check the Yishalmi. The thing is, the one say one territory, you say you jumped at Daladam is Rishus Rabin. That's still okay, it's according to Benazai Chayiv. They says, now, Mustafa like that. So the Maskona place says is, the Avad at Halacha Moshe Mesinai. There's Halacha that if you walk Daladam is Rishus Rabin, even Benazai is Moido Yechayiv. The Torah is Mechayiv for that. Because Benazai's Chiddush is, when you walk through a Carmelis, you automatically put it. Because when you're walking through a Carmelis, when you went from a Shusha Yachid into the Carmelis, as if you stopped there, the potter, then you picked it up and walk outside, you potter, that's Benazai Svar. So in Stam, the Gemara says we understand that. Bishlema Benazai, Ksava Malakoyma Domi. Ela Rabbona Fred Gemara, that's by Yechayiv, Nihi Nami, Diksava Malakoyma Domi, like we hold, that Avad of walking is not considered like you're standing, it's considered like you're walking, or Fred Gemara, Hechi Ashkechano, Kai Gavna, how do we find such a case? The Chayiv. Because where's the right of Herod Mechayiv you when you carry from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabin through a Carmelis? Maybe the Torah Tzitzo is only when you carry directly from your house into the Rishus Rabin. But when you go through a Carmelis, make it taste the Torah Mechayiv you. That's the Gemara of Kasha. The Drash Hechi Yashachon Kai Gavna, the Misafko, the Mifsako Rishusa, that is a Hasak of Rishus, Achriti in between Mechayiv and still the Torah Mechayiv you. Maybe the only Israelite saw, like in the Mishkan, Moshe told Eden, don't take the matanis out of your house to my machna. That was direct from Rishus Yechud to Rishus Rabin. That's the Yisr. But when you walk through a Hafsak to Rishus in between, maybe a potter. Fred Mara, how did Rabbanan know Yechayim? This will be good, like we said the first year. I'll tell you the thing. The Melech HaTzor is a Melech Geruah. Like it's a shvachra malacha, because you're not really doing anything to the chayfetz. Like it might not mean if you walk back and forth in your house, or you pick up the chayfetz and walk outside. So since it's a malacha geruah, you can only be chayiv for the exact case it was in the Mishkan. That's the Gemara's kasha. Maybe in the Mishkan you're only chayiv when you carry directly from Rishus HaYochid into Rishus Rabin. But when you pass through a Carmelis in between, maybe you put it. So again, come out to every house we have like that. You have your house to Rishus HaYochid, you walk outside in front of your lawn, which is a Carmelis, and then you walk outside to the street, which is a Rishus HaRabin. So back to Gemara, how do we know Yechayiv maybe in such a case you're potter? Om Rabbi Yechanon, I bring you Raya. Immediately have a Yamar for Chayfetz Rishus HaRabin. Just like you walk in Daladam with Rishus HaRabin. Hosom Lava Fagav. The Kama did not get Levi Yozo potter. As long as you walk, you're potter. And even if you walk 10, 15, 20 Amis, close the man you're walking your potter. Ki monachlei, but when you put it down at the end, you put it down with Shutter Rabin, chayiv, that's when you chayiv. It's hachi nami loishino. So the kasher is like, if you walk daladamis, that's what's mechayiv you. Now if you would have put it down right away then, you'd be chayiv. But you didn't put it down. You walked another four, another 20 amis. Then we say when you put it down at the end, you chayiv. Are these last 20 amis you walked is like malav lemorid. So why is it not called hafsakr in between? Elamai, you see, there's no hafsakr in between. So Drashi, neither you have the Amavah Chavis Mishus Rabin. Yoisim Adal Damas. You walk more than four Amas. The Chokam Adle Manah. Kozman, you didn't put it down. Lay is Potter. V'chi anchei, when you put it down, you have to 20 yamis, is chayiv. I v'yafaga v'yifse kilucha b'nei b'nei. In between the last 16 amis were like a mokum p'tur. Like you would have been mechuyiv, you would have put it down right away. And you walked another 16 amis, still you say yichayiv. So you say even though there's afsak in between, still yichayiv. For the Gemara posh, there's no sushtel. For the Gemara midami, is there any sushtel? Hosson kol heichid demanech lei mokum chiyiv. There you walk in 20 amis in Mishus Rabin. Any second you would have put it down, you would have been mechuyiv. Hey, the ground is a mokum mechuyiv. Who? Mashenkin Hocha, when you walked from your house to Rishos HaYochid, through the Karmelis, into the Rishos HaRabin, Kimonach Le'besatid, if you would have put it down in the Karmelis, Mokim Pturu, Midiraisa, Karmelis is Potter. So maybe that's called Haftaka. When you walk through a Karmelis, you can't be Chayiv. Mashenkin, when you walk through the Rishos HaRabin, I feel 20 Yamis, since every Yamis is a Mokim that could be Mechayiv you, Avada, there it's not called Haftaka. So the more El of the Raya is, Midi the Heve, Amavre Chayfet, Metchilas dal v'soyv dal. Say if I care, where you walk exactly 4 amos b'shus harabim. You picked up the chayfet in b'shus harabim, and you walk down amos and put it down. Hosom, lavaf agav di manach lei b'teich dal amos. Even though these first 4 amos, if you would have stopped and put it down there, potter. If you see these first dal amos, like called like a mokum tur. You would have put it down there, you would have been potter. Ki monach lei b'soyv, at the end of dal amos, when you put it down, you're chayiv. You see a reshus of Mokum Pturi in between is not nafsik. It's hokinami leishino. Here also, when you walk through a karmel, it's in between. Even though if you'd put it down, you'd be potter, but since you didn't put it down, stam, the reshus is not nafsik. It's because every, the first dal damas can never be mechayiv you. Because Mishas Rabin, if you want to walk less than dal damas, it's mutter. You can walk 3 yamas. So those first 3 yamas go to Mokum Pturi. Still, we see yechayiv. So the more vayitza midomi, what kind of sushtel is this? Hosom legabe the high garvil mokum p'tur. True. For you yourself that you picked it up here. And the first 4 amas, you're walking those 3 amas is mutter. Of a lakuli yama mokum chivu. But for everybody else, the metziah, that is the Rishos HaRabim. For somebody else, if they would have been walking more than 4 amas, and they would have put it down in that spot, they would be chayiv. It's called the Rishos HaRabim. Look, hocha, mashenka, and the karmelist, lakuli yama mokum p'tur. The Poshet is, Mashenk in the Karmelis, the Mitzvah, the Chetz is a Mokum Tur. Nobody can be Mechayiv when you put it down in the Karmelis. So maybe such a Rishus that for nobody there's a Chiyiv, that's called Hafsoka. That's Rishus you don't find like in the Mishkan. Mashenk, when you walk down the Amis, Rishus to Rabbim, even though it's Potter for you, the first 3 Amis, but for somebody else, it's Rishus Rabbim, could be Chayiv. So it's Rik Shver, how do you know you're Chayiv in such a case when you walk through a Karmelis? So the Gemara Elamidi Dehave Amoitzi Rishus Yechon Rishus Rabin Derech Tibi Rishus Rabin. That means you walk out of your house and you put the chavis down Rishus Rabin, and in between you go through a Tibi Rishus Rabin. That means the mokum right before the Rishus Rabin starts is called the side of Rishus Rabin. It's not a Derech Hiluch. The people don't walk there, so it doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabin. It blinds like a Kamelis, and still we see Yechai. So Tayyiz Bavon the Shalom, Hekates Yechayah there also then. That's Gufra Shaila. Maybe in such a case also you're potter. So Tayyiz says here, the third Tayyiz says, Neither they have the Yachtidi Rishus Rabin. V'yim Toyma, my Poshad Lon Yoysa Derech Tidi Rishus Rabin Derech Satchiv, Enechnami. Maybe if you walk through a Tzidei, a side of Rishus Rabin, you're also potter. Just like they're saying if you walk through a Satchiv, the platform, a Kamlus, you're potter, so Tzidei, you're also potter. V'yeshloima, the Derech Vayis Yesh Lefonet Stodin. It's a derech every single house. That at the end of your house, before the Rishus Rabin starts, there's always considered a tzidi Rishus Rabin. Zechein hoye mistama b'mishkon. And the mistama, that's the way they had in the Mishkan also. So Mela, when Moshe told the Yidin in the Mishkan, don't take the chvesim out of your house to the Rishus Rabin, they zecha passed through a tzidi, a side of Rishus Rabin first. So even though they went through a kamlis, still we see a chayiv. That's the riot. The mistama in the Mishkan also, they walked through a kamlis first, and still, that's the lava terror, don't carry out from your house to the Rishus HaRabin. So to Gemara, Hosam, the Elamidi they have, the Amoitzim, Rishus HaYochim, Rishus HaRabin, Derech, Tidei Rishus HaRabin. Hosam, Lafa Avagav, Vimanech Leyatid. If you would, if you put it down on the side of Rishus HaRabin, is Potter, you'd be Potter. Because we hold this called the Mokum Karmelis. Is the Chimonach Le Rishus HaRabin, when you go further, and put the chavis down in the middle of Rishus Rabin, Yechayiv. You see, the hafsok in between is not mafsig. Hochinayim eleishno. The same thing, you walk through a platform in front of the stores. That's a caramelist, you also chayiv. Rashi, Atside, the first one of the small lines, Atside Rishus Rabin, Rishus Yachod Rishus Rabin. So going Chotzer, you have a Chotzer, a garden in front of your house, Shem Nifas Rishus Rabin, open up Rishus Rabin. Devi Mokim Amechitza, the Mokim Ayur Mechitza that the garden ends, that's called Tidi Rishus Rabin. So that's a Mokim where the Rishus Rabin doesn't come into your garden, so that Mokim is not called a Mokim Himuch for the Rabin, and that's a Tidi Rishus Rabin. What din does a tzidei have? A perikol gagas. The amina rabbonin, the lav rishus rabin domi. Rabbonin say the sign of rishus rabin, since people don't walk there, does not have a din of rishus rabin. The afilu hochi and still kiyapik rishus yoch rishus rabin. There of shom chayiv. When you walk out from your house into the rishus rabin, even though you went through this derech of a carmelist, still we say chayiv. So the Gemara. That's only good, this raya, that you walk through a tzidei rishus rabin according to rabbonin. The yamri that their shita is tzidei rishus rabin lav rishus rabin domi. They hold the side of rishus rabin is not considered bottle to the rishus rabin, and it doesn't have the chaim of rishus rabin. It's considered like a kamlis. Then you have a good raya, like say says the mishkan is stumbled that way also. When they walked out of the house in the mishkan, they had to pass by the tzidei rishus rabin the side, which according to Rabban is only called the Karmelis. Then they walked out to Rishus Rabin, and still you see a Chayis. So the Gemara El, the Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, according to Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, that the Masech the Erevin says, the Yom Atzidi Rishus Rabin, to Rishus Rabin, Dami, he holds no. Even the side of Rishus Rabin is considered bottle to the Rishus Rabin, and has been Rishus Rabin on it, or the Zoy Michael Meimer, or the Zoy Ben in the Mishkan, when they walked out of their house into Rishus Rabin, there was no Hefzik Rishus in between. Even though there was a mukim on the side of Rishus Rabin, where Rav Lezer ben Yaakov holds, that also has been Rishus Rabin. His other host, Shalim, is we walk through a satya platform. Now, platforms that they didn't have in the Mishkan. So, man, here we have a good shaila. Maybe if you walk through the Farish or Karmelis in between, maybe a potter. For in the Mishkan, they only had the house, they'd see the Rishus Rabin, straight into Rishus Rabin. Now, of course, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, they'd see the Rishus Rabin also has been Rishus Rabin. So, where's the Raya Bichai when you go through a satya? Michael Mema, and the Gemara Omalei Rav Acha Bred the Ravika, Ema the Shaman of Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, when does he himself hold that the sides of Rishus Rabin is also called like Rishus Rabin, the Yomitzid Rishus Rabin? Rishus Rabin Domi, Hechot Leke Chifufe. Only where there's no, like, Chifufe means thing blockers. They're not like poles to block the Rishus Rabin coming into the side Rishus. You only have poles to block off the people. Av Hechot Leke Chifufe, when you have, like, blocks, or poles sticking up one after another, like stopping the Rishus Rabin to come into this little mokum, mishamat lei. Does Rav Lezer ben Yaakov hold even in such a case is Kriv Rishus Rabin? Hepshit is also masking there. That if you have something blocking off Rishus Rabin from coming in, Havad is not called like Rishus Rabin. Hilkach lo adamia. Therefore, it's doing it to this. The Vice says you have to say, like Faith says, in the Gemara knew that in the Mishkan, they had Tidi Rishus Rabin that had Chisufim there, had like blockers off there. Therefore, Zichel wasn't Rishus Rabin, and still we see a Chayim. So, Drashi, Hecha de Lekha Chifufa. We're going to hear the Erev, the Gemara and Erevin. Of Hecha de Chifufa, Noya Tzim Yisaitis. You have like Yisaitis pole sticking up, Kitanis. Lifnei HaKoysel, in front of the Koysel. She Choyfu Shom HaGolis. That when the wagon was looking through Rishus Rabin, you didn't want it to break down your wall, touch your wall. So in front of your wall, you put up posters there that they shouldn't hit your wall. Ukronis, v'lo yechayfu b'kaisa depenu. They shouldn't come to rub against your wall and knock down your wall. So they have like poles to stop the rabbin from coming in. Mishamat le'devu Rishus Rabin. That's zichah not called Rishus Rabin. Since you have something blocking the rabbin from coming in, avad is not called Rishus Rabin dummy. Gafilu hachi ki mafuk Rishus Rabin. Derech shom chayiv, and even though Mestom and the Mishkan they had these types of Siddur Rishus Rabin, and you see a chayiv, so that's the Gemara's right. That's pshat in the Rabbonim. And Lalocha we pass for this Abadah. That even though, like in our case, if you take out something from your house, and you walk out through your front porch with all the carmelites, then you go out through Rishus Rabin, put it down there, you'd be chayiv. Omer Rabbi Yechinen, Umayde ben Azai, even though Ben Azai says if you walk, it's considered like you made a hanocha. So if you walk through the carmelites, it's considered like you put it down there. and therefore you're potter of a moider ben azay berserk. If you throw from your house into the Rishus Rabbim through a karmelis, then he's moider yichayiv. As he doesn't know from the kiva svara klutis kemishun chadami. He only knows the svara mahalach is koimadami. See if you're mamish walking along the ground, so your feet is touching the ground.